call on you. Okay, Zach Buchanan.
Tori, can you just tell us about your roster move today?
Yeah, you know, we've been getting a little thinned down in our bullpen, and we needed to add some reinforcements. Gilbert has been throwing the ball extremely well all year long, and I know he'd been starting in Reno, but he'll be in our bullpen in a variety of roles. You know, we'll throw him if we need him short, we'll throw him if we need him long, but super excited for this opportunity for him. You know, it's a great story for somebody that's signed as a, is someone who's going to compete in spring training. He didn't make the team and fought his way all the way through the system and got to the big leagues. It was a good story and super happy for him. The other side of it, Aguilar, I think threw the ball extremely well, got his first opportunity to pitch the big league level and did a very good job. He had thrown three out of the past 4 days, and, it's just where we're at right now. And he was the guy that, we made the move with, but we'll see him back here again.
Any other questions for Tori? Go ahead, Nate.
Just a day off for Cattell as he's easing back into action, or is there more to it?
Yeah, no. This is part of his return plan. And I penciled this day in after a couple of days of being hot and live to give him down. He'll be available off the bench, and then you'll see him play the next several days in a row. What that number is, we haven't yet determined.
Anything else? David Brent.
Hey, Tori, just curious, you might have been asked this yesterday or something like that, but how the guys on the COVID list are doing. You said a few of them, you know, were having symptoms and everything. Or are they getting better, and just kind of the status of those guys?
They are doing okay. I connected with Noe today. I've yet to connect with Stuart, but I will. Noe told me that he's feeling much better, and that's a very good sign. He had a couple of tough days of being symptomatic, but he's coming out the other end. And some text exchanges with Stewie, a little bit of the same. He'd been okay. And I suspect that today when I do talk to him, that he'll be feeling much better. So the other three guys, I've been talking to them daily. I've yet to make my check-in phone call with them, but they are continuing to feel just fine, continue to get tested, and hopefully see them a lot sooner than later.
Todd Walsh.
Tori, how much of a welcome sight was it to see the production you got from the top of your order last night, healthy guys, as you're trying to climb back into a game?
Yeah, you know, we had some big hits yesterday. There were a lot of big hits, big moments. And, you know, we're always searching for those. You know, the top of our lineup, you can see that there are a couple of guys that have been injured and we've missed, and they're back, and they're just ready to impact the game on any level at any time. And I was happy for Red to get that big home run, Cabby big home run, put us back in the game. But easily the biggest hit for me was the two run double by Christian Walker that tied the score. You know, Walk's been really grinding away at this year, also been battling some injuries. So I thought it was just a really good day of production on a day where we could have shut down at 7-1. We didn't. And, 7-5, 8-5, the attack on a run, we still hung in there. We tied the baseball game with a chance to win it. Unfortunately, we didn't.
Back to you, Nick.
I have a follow-up. It seems like a long time ago, I think it was March, and we saw Madison tinkering with his mechanics, a la Johnny Cueto, with Cueto in town and pitching tonight. Have we seen anything at all? Have you talked to him about what he was trying to do back in March, or has the season just evolved differently for him?
Yeah, I think Bum is so gifted with all different aspects of his release point. And he was always tinkering and trying to, come up with different ideas and different ways to be creative, to get a big out or make a big pitch if needed. The bottom line is he's got a very strong body and a very powerful delivery. And it's about consistency with him. When he lands pitches the way he wants to and throws them where he wants to, he's going to get outs. And I think he's been very good for the past several starts since he's returned. And, you know, unfortunately, he missed some time with the injury, and that's not anything that we expected. But the delivery sound, he's in a good spot, throwing the ball well. And I know he's very excited about tonight's game.
Thanks.
You just said he's very excited about tonight's game. That's what I was going to ask you, is what do you sense about this, the level of importance to him for a game like this? I know he faced them last year, but there's still probably some special meaning to it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's excited to pitch every fifth day. There's no lie, no denying that. I'm just speculating that there's a little bit extra excitement today. I haven't talked to him about it. It's nothing he would want to share with me anyways. But I think he is, pitching against the team that raised him, the team that he won world championships with, and there's going to be an entire community of San Francisco Giant fans watching very intently tonight, back up in San Francisco. So I know that he's aware of all that, and I know that he wants to pitch well. And I'm sure he will.
Did he appreciate the birthday message from Cole last night on the big screen?
No, not at all. Not at all. We know Bump's personality. He would rather just slide into the seams of the bench that he was sitting on last night. But Cole got him good last night. It's a good one.
Back to you, Zach.
So this kind of relates to Christian in part, but your lineups since the deadline passed have been pretty veteran heavy, and I know that you still have a lot of veterans on this roster.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance kind of the need to get a look at some of these younger guys? And I know having Pavin and Rojas out affects that a little bit versus not completely running away from your more established veterans.
Yeah, we need to play some of the veterans right now because that's the way our roster is constructed. But those are discussions that I'm having with the staff right now, anticipating the return of Rojas and Pavin. So, once that happens, you might see a small transition. We want to see our younger players play. There's no doubt about it. We got to see what they could do and evaluate. And we're evaluating everybody. But we want to see especially what our younger players can do and make the right evaluation. September baseball can be tricky every once in a while. You're going to see a lot of younger players, a lot of call-ups. I've always said that August baseball is my favorite month. It's a moving month for me. It's when everybody postures and positions themselves, and you're going to see the best baseball played of the season for me. So we'll get a chance to evaluate our guys at the right time.
Jesse Sanchez.
Say, Torrey, what was going through your mind when Cattell had that swinging bunt in the fifth inning and he's running down the first baseline?
I was caught between we need a big base hit and take it easy. Those are the reasons why we put him through so many different tests and so many different things to make sure he can just react and feel good about it and come out the other end and not be banged up. So, those are the things that the players don't understand. They think that they can, not just Cattell, but all players, they can control that governor, but when you're sniffing a base hit, all bets are off. There's nothing better than getting a base hit, and these guys know it. And you're going to go in automatic and give it everything you can. So he did. He felt good. He ran aggressively, and today he feels good, and that's what I'm most pleased with.
And last thing, I apologize if you answered this before, but is he going to get one day off a week? Is it per series, or how does that work?
Yeah, I didn't really answer it. They asked me if today was a scheduled off day, and it was. I don't know. I know that he's going to play several games in a row starting tomorrow. He'll be available off the bench today. We'll just monitor that workload. So we want him to remain healthy for the rest of this year. If he has another setback, he's going to have played a season that gave him only 150, 160 at-bats. That's not what we want. We want him to play the final 2 months of the season, be healthy, and have a lot of success. So I have to manage that. And I'll tie in the medical team to figure out what the best schedule is moving forward.
Torrey, I don't know if I could describe this well on Zoom, but on that hit, was he so far out ahead of that ball that it got the back end of the bat head? Did you see the replay of it in slow-mo?
I did. I watched it one time. So I know that it was looked like it was off of the end of the bat, and he just cued it perfectly. And that happens every once in a while. Nothing was by design. It happened by accident. It went to the right place in the right area and gave us a good test, a good look at his health, and to gave us a chance to see where he's at.
More questions, Torrey? All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Torrey.